special weather statement. Good morning, 00 hours. Cloudy. 24 degrees. Special weather statement. The National Weather Service has cleared all products for our area. Good morning, 0100 hours. Cloudy. 22 degrees. Good morning, 0200 hours. Cloudy. 22 degrees. Good morning, 0300 hours. Cloudy. 19 degrees. Good morning, 0400 hours. Cloudy. 22 degrees. Good morning, 0500 hours. Cloudy. 22 degrees. Updated weather. Special weather statement. Special weather statement. Special weather statement. Special weather statement. Good morning, 0600 hours. Clear. 19 degrees. Special weather statement. Special weather statement. Special weather statement. Good morning, 0700 hours. Clear. 21 degrees. Special weather statement. Special weather statement. The National Weather Service has cleared all products for our area. Good morning, 0800 hours. Cloudy. 18 degrees. Good morning, 0900 hours. Cloudy. 20 degrees.
K-A-9-S-X-H, New Berlin, Wisconsin. Good morning.
21 degrees.
K-A-9-S-X-H, New Berlin, Wisconsin. Good morning.
Good morning, 1100 hours. Cloudy. 20 degrees.
K-A-9-S-X-H.
Good afternoon, 1200 hours. Cloudy. 24 degrees. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Cloudy. 25 degrees.
Kilo Echo 8, Charlie Bravo. Testing. Kilo Echo 8, Charlie Bravo. Kilo Echo 8, Charlie Bravo. Kilo Echo 8, Charlie Bravo, radio check. Kilo Echo 8, Charlie Bravo, radio check. Kilo Echo 8, Charlie Bravo, radio check. KEASCB, how you doing today? This is KFAEDQ. You're coming in loud and clear. I heard you put your call sign out at a few different places. You're coming in crystal clear. How's this radio sound? There's a slight echo, so I don't know if you're listening to yourself on a different radio, but that would probably explain it.
Affirmative. I have my other radio volume too loud.
Yeah, you're getting in though. You're coming in clear, full quieting, modulation and all. So, yeah, I'm able to make you out, and I heard you on MI2 system as well. So, seems to be working out all right for you.
I appreciate it. My uncle bought some bail things and brought them down for me to test for him because he don't have a license yet. He's in the process of starting to take it.
Roger. Well, I wish him the best of luck and good luck on testing those radios. But they sound really good, and you sound really good coming through the repeater.
Yeah, the package you bought has these foldable antenna that's like 20 inches long, something like that. If it didn't get in a repeater from my house while quieting, I'd be really concerned.
Yeah, roger, yeah. Well, all right, man. It's good to hear you in there, and it's good to hear you. I got my mind somewhere else. I'm in the middle of working, but I wanted you to get an answer for your radio check, so I flipped the radio over, and seems like you're doing it all right. So we'll probably catch you further on down the log, and we'll talk again. This is KFAEDQ, Mike in Saginaw, and I'll be clear after your final.
KFAEDQ from KEACB, thank you for the radio check, and take it easy. Stay warm out there. 7-3.
Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Cloudy. 26 degrees.
K9S. XH. New Berlin, Wisconsin. Good afternoon.
This is Kilo Charlie 8 Delta Zulu CQ.
KD8DZ. Okay, A9SXH. Kilo Alpha 9 Sierra X-ray Hotel. Okay, A9SXH.
By the time we got to...
Good afternoon, the name is Terry.
Good afternoon, Terry. Name is Tom. Just trying out a new rig. I just programmed some channels into it and wanted to see how well I could kick off the Saginaw repeater. Looks like it's doing all right. Running about 5 watts, it looks like.
Hi, Tom. Pleasure meeting you today. And your new radio is doing great. I'm hearing you loud and clear. New Berlin, Wisconsin, over by Milwaukee. How about that? And currently sitting inside, got all my outside stuff done and enjoying the rest of the day. So tell me about the new radio you just programmed up there. And you're making repute very well. Couldn't do better. Back to you. Okay, A9SXH.
Oh, Roger, on the Wisconsin. I'm in Frankenmuth, Michigan, if you've ever heard of that. It's just a inexpensive radio called an Anytone. I think I paid like $125 for it. And kind of messing around with the programming. I can't stay too long because I just set up an antenna and I got to put some of my tools away before it gets too cold out there again. You know what I mean? It ain't all that much warmer here in Michigan either.
All right, Tom. Well, currently by me it is. Oh, my goodness. It's up to 16.16. And a little background noise there. You may have heard it or not. Not wind noise. It was a snowplow going by. And I thought you said that was an inexpensive radio. The radio, my last radio that I bought was, what's a Baofeng? About $30, 30. And you open the box, it comes in a box similar to, Icom, Kenwood, any of those, you know, a little box. All kinds of neat stuff. It's got everything in there. It's got the HT battery, cradle, charger, etc., etc. So, all in one. And I'm still getting into the swing of programming that. But it seems really easy and really straightforward. Uses menu system, much like a DMR radio, maybe. I don't know. Anyway. Yeah. Tell me about yours. KA9SXH.
I haven't really been on the radio in quite a few years. This is maybe my second or third day giving it a whirl. I just got this radio. I've had it in a box for a while. It's just one of those Chinese radios, about the cheapest 2 meter 440 rig you can get. And I just programmed a few things in there that I thought I could hit, and I'm not used to these this junction where they the 2 meters jump up and down the edge of the lake. Used to be about 40 miles and use a repeater. It's changed since I've been using it. KCA Delta Zulu.
KCA-PZ. A9SXH. Yeah, well, like I said, your radio sounds great, and you're making the repeater great right from where you're at. And aren't those radios fascinating? But once again, you can get a 2 meter 440 Baofeng, made in China, $25, and I think that is just excellent. It gives prospective new hams an easy way to get a little bit of experience with radio, HTs, etc., and get some going a little bit, you might say. Seeing as that every HT they look at or rig they look at is one, two, more, whatever, 100. But, yeah. I also keep the boxes for a little while. Once you open it, it's open. And the HT I was describing to you, it fits in your hand, it looks. Well, if you're in a dark room, you couldn't tell it from nothing else. Regular HT, it's in your hand. Of course, the difference there is the price. You drop an expensive one, well, that's one thing. You drop one of these that you paid maybe 34. It's a little bit. A little bit different feeling it gives you. And as you know, anything you put in your pocket or carry with you all the time has a tendency to get dropped or something else. KA9SXH.
Thank you for the radio check, Terry. Appreciate it. I'm going to put my boots back on and go outside and collect some of my tools and make sure the wires are all, bolts are all tightened up on my tripod and get that taken care of before the sun starts going on the other side. Well, it's a little bit warmer. So 73 to you. Talk to you soon. Have a great afternoon. This is Kilo Charlie 8 Delta Zulu. Go ahead.
Okay, Tom. Yeah, I'll get back to what I was doing here, too. I'm starting to run on to a time thing. And there is a little bit of technology between us. I will mention that. little thing called Echolink. So I am speaking to you from a tablet, actually, but not a radio. And actually, the last time I had a contact on this repeater, I was cut short. We lost power. Our power here was off. 2 hours. So, better luck this time. And actually, we have, I don't know, I'm going to say a foot of newer snow on the ground. And my snowblower worked. I was kind of apprehensive about getting it going the first time around without checking the bottom panel off, you know, taking the bottom panel off and looking to see if anything had nested or deposited nut fragments or nuts in there, and I have had the issue before, but I didn't get around to that part. I just started her up, started on the first pull. How about that? I seasonalize these things very well. I would say winterize, but it's, well, with that thing, it's summarizing it. You take care. Have a great day. Perhaps we'll hear you around a little more. This is Terry. K-A-9-S-X-H.
Good afternoon. 1500 hours. 26 degrees. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Cloudy. 26 degrees. Node 40442 connected to KDAC VHF. Node 40442 disconnected. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Cloudy. 25 degrees. Node 40442 connected to KDAC VHF.
KN6BV, KN6BV, this is K6BWE. You hear me, Tom? KN6BV, this is K6BWE. You copy it all, Tom?
K6BWE, good afternoon. Good to hear you in there, Stan, KN6BV.
Oh, good to hear you too. Fantastic. We made the connection. When I first transmitted, I was getting a lot of noise after I released the transmit button here, but boy, you came through loud and clear that time.
Yeah, okay. Well, you caught me in a transition. I checked in as a mobile and it just pulled into the driveway, so I switched over to my HT. And lo and behold, there you were. So, yeah, you're doing a great job, and yeah, glad to hear you here on All-Star. You're currently linked to the 220 repeater here, which has an All-Star node. That's the one you're linked to. that's kind of our central hub for this area, Colorado. And then I'm coming in actually on my own UHF repeater, which has its own All-Star node. And that All-Star node that I'm on is linked to the 220 repeater that I have here. So one big happy family of nodes, I guess.
Yeah, that's very interesting. As I told you before, I'm not really up to date on all the things that repeaters can do these days. We just have a simple one here in Midland, and I don't actually get on that very much, but I'm impressed with the number of nodes we're going through here and the fact that it works, and it works very well. So did you have a good Thanksgiving?
We did have a good Thanksgiving, a wonderful time with the family. We were minus two people. You know, we had seven of our kids, but Sherry is one in Michigan there. She was with her grandma down in Ypsilanti area, and then one recently married. She's in Idaho, so we miss both of them, but we'll see Sherry soon. She drives out every Christmas when the school lets out, and so we'll have a chance to see her here in just a couple more weeks. And, yeah, how about yours? I think I got a text, no, it was an email from you that you had quite the crowd there at your place as well for Thanksgiving. Sounds like you had a lot of fun.
Yeah, we did. We had my daughter and granddaughter. Daughter lives in Minneapolis. My granddaughter is a freshman at Hope College in Holland. And then my stepdaughter from Ann Arbor. And then some friends, a couple here that live in Midland. And so there were seven of us. And we had a good time. In between dinner and dessert, we played a game called Five Crowns. It's a card game. And we usually play that with three or four people, but the max is seven, and we had seven. So it was a little different game with seven of us playing, but it was a lot of fun. And then we had dessert, and that was a highlight, too. I saw Sherry last night at the rehearsal, and we didn't talk at all, but I saw her at a distance. She's up near the front, and I'm in the back. So I knew she was around, and I didn't get a chance to ask her what she did for Thanksgiving, but she just filled me in on that. So anyway, yeah, going well, and I can't believe how fast the end of the year is coming. I have a lot of musical gigs coming up, and it just seems like, I don't know, December's a short month or something, but I know it's because Thanksgiving was so late this year. Back over to you, KF6VV, K6DWE.
Well, very good, Stan, K6VWE from KN6VV. And yeah, you're coming in here just fine. Just a little bit of noise with the setup, but so glad you found the issue there with the radio, and it's doing a good job for you. So I guess this is your first time on All Star. You can go pretty much anywhere in the world, and you mentioned your modest repeater there. I was looking at the website for your group. Was it Saginaw Valley, such and such? I was pretty impressed with what you had available there. And 220, you don't see that very often. And then I think I even saw 6 meters in there somewhere. So, yeah, you guys have a nice setup down there. And the fact that you've got somebody that is able to put All-Star notes on them, that's quite nice. And, yeah, I just run the two repeaters here. And then for our club, the club is actually in the county next door to me. I'm on the tech committee there and help on two repeaters over there. Fortunately, it require minimal work. We don't have readily easy access to them. It's a county site, so we have to get permission to even get in there. And it is fun to be able to do that sort of stuff, and something I personally enjoy, but with so many rabbit holes in amateur radio, I love working on the repeaters. I've got some decent test equipment here to work with it, a Internet Service Monitor. It's an oldie, but it's a good one, and it works well. So, yeah, lots of fun with that. I'm also big into Packet, and I know that's a very old technology for some, but in fact, I'm working on it. I just got a TNC up and refurbished just like new, so having lots of fun with that. Stan, back to you.
I don't know, do I need to wait for it to stop and get quiet before I transmit? I think we doubled.
No, actually we didn't double. I was doing the same thing. I thought that noise was you. It's always easier to point the finger at the other guy, right? But I thought that was maybe you trying to come back, and that noise shouldn't be there. And I hadn't heard that before. All you have to wait for there, unless they could be it's silenced, but there's a distinct courtesy tone that normally is there. It could be that your sysop folks there have disabled that. I don't know, but I'm hearing a distinct courtesy tone, which would be normal for All-Star. Go ahead.
Yep, okay, I heard it clearly that time. Yeah, there are occasionally bursts of noise when you're talking, and then that last time I was hearing just bursts of noise, not real long, but a couple of seconds. And that's when I finally decided I wasn't going to get the courtesy tone transmitted. And anyway, that was a little strange. But yeah, the courtesy tone I'm familiar with, and I have been hearing it most of the time, but I didn't hear it that last time. So, I think that's VARA, that's the Saginaw Valley. It's run by the Saginaw Club, and I'm a member of the Midland Club. The president of the Saginaw Club is also a member of the Midland Club, and he comes to all the meetings. But I don't make very many because of my conflict with rehearsals on the same night. So I don't know too much about how active the Saginaw Club is. And as I've monitored this repeater over the last few days, I don't hear much activity on it either. So I'll keep learning here, Tom. Hey, I'm going to have to run for this time. We're going to be having dinner in a few minutes here. But I'm really glad we made the connection through the link here. That's terrific, and I look forward to having many more conversations down the road. But I'll pass it back to you for any final comments, and then I'm going to say 73 for this time. KN6VV, K6DWE.
Okay, well, very, very good, Stan. Thanks very much for the call. It was a pleasure speaking with you, and I hope you enjoy your dinner tonight. I'll do a little more research. I was born and raised out there, but I don't know geography. I'm on the repeater now. It's over. But I do see your Saginaw node here on the dashboard. Mentally, I'm not sure why. But I'll look for another possible node there closer to you, and we'll go from there. Have a great evening, 7-3, and we'll talk with you later. K6BWE, KN6VV, take care.
Yeah, fine, Tom. On that transmission, there were constant bursts of noise, a second or so, and it made it very difficult to understand you, just because when the noise came on, you weren't there. I don't know if that's something you can look into, or we'll figure out. But anyway, that's just the report. 73 for now.
Okay, Stan, thanks very much for that report. Yes, I was watching it actually on the dashboard, and for some strange reason, even though I should be coming in there, the K8DAC All-Star node was intermittently keying up, and I'm not sure why. But again, thanks. I'm going to look into the Midland area, see what might be available for you. Take care, 73s, and enjoy your dinner. KM6VV will be clear.
Yep, K6VW is clear, and I'll disconnect the repeater now.
Node 40442 disconnected.
KC8YVF mobile.
Good evening, 1800 hours. Cloudy. 25 degrees. Good evening, 1900 hours. Clear. 23 degrees. Good evening. 100 hours. Cloudy. 22 degrees. Good evening. 21 hours. Cloudy. 25 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours. Cloudy. 26 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours. Clear. 27 degrees.